happening locally. The news.
And it is time for our Wednesday morning look, our midweek look, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. In the last 24 hours, 744 new COVID-19 infections were registered in the country, reveals the epidemiological report of the Ministry of Health from this Tuesday. To detect the new cases, 7,515 tests were applied for a positivity of 9.9%. Regarding deaths, one is reported for a cumulative total now of 8,183 deaths and a lethality percentage of 1.1. The report indicates that the active cases total 4,008, of which 3,933 are in home isolation and 75 are hospitalized. Those in isolation are divided into 3,919 at home and 14 in the so-called hospital hotels. There are 71 patients hospitalized in the wards and 4 in the intensive care units. The ministry points out that the report for epidemiological week 16 reveals an increase in the number of new cases as well as the percentage of positivity, but a decrease in hospitalizations and deaths. For the week 16, 2,809 new cases of COVID-19 are reported. That is 1,056 more than week 15. The percentage of positivity stands at 7.2% for this week, compared to 5.5% positivity of the previous week, while there are 104 fewer people recovered than in week 15. 96% of the deaths that occurred from February the 28th of 2021 to date correspond to people who did not have a complete vaccination schedule. The ministry report adds that the figures indicate that the effective reproduction number, the RT number, is 1.03 for this week, with a slight increase from the 1.02 that was recorded in week 15. Since November of 2021, when the appearance of the Omicron variant of the SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus was reported in South Africa, several sub-variants and combinations between these and even with other variants have emerged. The Omicron variant, classified by the World Health Organization, the WHO, as of concern, is the one with the principal sublineages reported during the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, the identified sublineages are BA1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, as well as a combination of subvariants of Omicron named XE, BA1, and BA2, and Omicron with Delta named XF and XD. Of all the subvariants of Omicron and combinations of variants that have emerged in the world, the Genomics and Proteomics Research Department of the Gorgas Commemorative Institute for Health Studies has identified through genomic sequencing the presence in the country of the BA1 and the BA2 sublineages. The latest genomic surveillance report indicates that of the 127 samples that we sequenced last March, 78% correspond to the BA1 sublineage, 20% to the BA2 sublineage, and 2% are identified as probable Omicron. Alexander Martinez, head of the Department of Genomic and Proteomic Research at ICGES, indicated that the difference between BA1 and BA2 subvariants is that the latter has additional mutations in the spike protein of the SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus. From March of 2020 to March this year, the Gorgas Institute has sequenced a total of 4,022 SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus samples previously collected and analysed by the Virology and Biotechnology Research Department. Of this total of samples sequenced during these 2 years, 803 correspond to the Delta variant, 701 to Omicron sublineage BA1, 546 to BA2, 546 to the MU variant, and the rest to other variants that have circulated in the country, such as Gamma, Alpha, and Lambda, he detailed. After a brief fight between dissident deputies from Cambio Democratico and the Partido Revolucionario Democratico, the PRD, the Government Commission of the National Assembly decided to maintain, with a slight modification, the Quemeron, objected to by the executive, to prevent the boards of directors of the political parties being able to revoke the mandate of the deputies. This is Article 12 of Bill 776, which modifies the electoral code, which excluded decisions made by deputies grouped in a parliamentary faction as grounds for expulsion and revocation. Now, according to Victor Castillo, president of the commission, the article has been rewritten, giving the president, this is President Cortizo, the opportunity to see how he sees this new wording. Well, President Laurentino Cortizo vetoed Article 12 as unconstitutional, which was proposed by CD Deputy Yanibel Abrego to avoid an expulsion and recall process that her party is following, an action that also applies to 14 other deputies who oppose Romelu Roux, president of the CD. The commission had begun the discussion of the document at around 11 a.m. and proposed accepting the presidential veto. In other words, the commission chaired by Deputy Castillo would recommend to the plenary session of the Assembly to approve Project 776 in the second and third debate, eliminating Article 12, which incorporated the new Article 438-A to the Electoral Code, which excludes as grounds for expulsion and revocation of the distance taken by the deputies grouped in a parliamentary faction. But Augustine Schellhorn, substitute deputy for Marilyn Vajarino from the CD, part of the group of 15 deputies that faces an expulsion and recall process within her party, rejected the proposal to eliminate Article 12. I abstain from voting. We're not going to sign this report, which I not only do not share, but I reject, he said. The substitute deputy of the CD recommended that the veto project be approved by insistence and that it be the Supreme Court of Justice that decides whether or not it is constitutional. His colleague and co-party member, Hernan Delgado, who is also part of the government commission, announced that he would abstain from voting. At that moment, the president of the commission decreed a recess. Out of the sight of cameras, the President of the National Assembly, Crispiano Adames, who is also a member of the Government Commission, appeared, although in this Tuesday session he was represented by his substitute, Sara Montenegro. After several minutes of discussion between the benches, Castillo resumed the meeting to propose the temporary suspension of the discussion of Project 776, which was immediately approved by the members of the Commission, but half a moment later, they resumed and approved the project in the first debate, only modifying Article 12. Project 776 must now be approved in the second and third debate by the full legislative. The attorney in the administration of the administration, Rigoberto Gonzalez, sent a questionnaire to the vice president and minister of the presidency, Jose Gabriel Carrizo, in which he requests that he gives him information on the alleged existence of an appointments table in the presidency for militants of the ruling party, the Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD. Gonzalez's request for information comes after the lawyer, Ernesto Sereno, filed an administrative complaint about the alleged irregular use of public funds for political appointments in the government. In a letter to Carrizo, attorney Gonzalez tells him that the existence of that table is true. He should inform him of who is part of it and under what legal basis it operates. He also asks to detail how many of the appointments required by deputies have been taken into account and to make a count of these. In addition, he requests that a report be delivered to him on the number of people dismissed and appointed in the government since the 1st of July of 2019, the day that Laurentino Cortizo assumed the presidency. Cedeño's complaint arose after a speech made by PRD deputy Nestor Tin Guardia was circulated in the plenary session of the Assembly. In it, Guardia said that the, quote, the basis of the party in his circuit are demanding jobs, but that the people who handle the appointments tell them to, well, take things easy. In the complaint, Sedeño recalls that public positions should not be considered political loot, and cites Article 300 of the Constitution, which says, public servants will be of Panamanian nationality without discrimination of race, sex, religion, or belief and politics. Now, according to reports from the Comptroller General of the Republic, the state payroll closed 2021 with 290,766 officials. In total, they have an annual cost in salaries that exceeds $4.7 billion. This expense doubled the canal's contributions to the state at $2.8 billion in fiscal year 2021. Annual payroll spending increased $299.6 million, or 6.8%, compared to the $4,439 million in 2020. The Ministry of Economy and Finance, headed by Hector Alexander, has explained that part of the increase in payroll spending is due to the application of special laws that establish staggered salary increases each year in some ministries or entities. The administration of the Panama Canal Authority, the ACP, launched the so-called Labor Management Plan, with which it intends to define as permanent the vacancies that employees in the temporary category have been occupying for years. To do this, the canal workers will have to participate in a contest for the position, which has generated a new source of conflict with the administration. According to the ACP, all temporary and permanent workers who have their job applications up to date can participate in this process to fill the vacancies. They will compete for a position according to the merit system that governs the organization, said the ACP after a query from the Prensa. The baseline, indicated the ACP, are positions required permanently to ensure the uninterrupted operation of the waterway, and all the vacancies included here are subject to a competitive process by contest in accordance with the merit system. Now, the trade unionists, for their part, demand the automatic conversion of all temporary to permanent position. The Metal Trades Council Workers Union, chaired by Gustavo Ayarza, said on Tuesday, the 26th of April, that he was against what the ACP management leadership is proposing. Now, he announced that on the 28th of April at 4 p.m, he will hold a demonstration in the administration building to protest against the plan to eliminate 1,437 permanent jobs or positions between now and 2025. The ACP, on their part, clarified that the Labour Management Plan does not have the objective of reducing the workforce in the organisation. The administration ensures that the rules are respected and open the places to competition, giving the most capable opportunities for what is necessary, without this implying automaticity, but rather competition, affirmed the ACP. In the official translation into Spanish of a note dated April the 4th of this year, Marie A. Aponte, litigation prosecutor of the Criminal Division of the United States Department of Justice, replied to the Public Ministry of Panama that it did not seem that there was a crime in the investigation against the journalist Mauricio Valenzuela for alleged gender-based violence to the detriment of Deputy Zulay Rodriguez. In the note, to which La Prensa had access, the U.S. prosecutor explains, "The First Amendment to the United States Constitution, which establishes broad freedom of expression and prohibits the criminal prosecution of expression, except in the narrowly defined circumstances like threats, this protection extends to speech that may be considered controversial or offensive. Now, accordingly, any action by U.S. government authorities to execute the request would be inconsistent with essential U.S. interests in the fundamental U.S. legal principle. Well, since you have stated that there may have been threats, please present evidence of those threats." Between 10 p.m. this Friday, the 29th of April, and 6 p.m. on Saturday, the Chilibri water treatment plant will reduce its production of drinking water by 50%, reported the National Aqueduct and Sewer Institute, IDAN. During this period, two flanges will be installed in the 60-inch inlet and outlet valves of the new storage tank, which is located in Aguas Claras. Parallel to these works, the contracting company, MECO, under the supervision of the technicians of the Special Projects Unit of the IDAN Metropolitan Management, will carry out interconnection works on the 42-inch pipeline at Parque Omar as part of the project of improvements of the aqueduct of the Corregimiento of San Francisco. Due to this decrease in the production of drinking water, low pressure will be recorded on the Tumbo Muerto and Transísmica roads. Clayton, La Losaria, Betania, Los Ángeles, Miraflores, Altos de Miraflores, Dos Mares, Villa de la Fuente, 1 y 2, Santa María, Alto Pintado, San Francisco, Carrasquilla, Bella Vista, Altos de Panamá, Río Abajo, Parque Lefebvre, Pueblo Nuevo, El Cangrejo, and El Dorado. Also, customers in the upper areas of the district of San Miguelito and northern Panama, from Las Cumbres to Buena Vista, and all remote sectors of the network that comprise eastern Panama from Pedregal to Siesta de Tocumen, will be affected. And that's it. There we go. There's our look for this morning, our midweek look. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you this morning on The Breakfast Show.